John Hankey is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hankey.
Dark Legacy starts with, it. For me, it started with, there's a guy, I'm going to try to keep this to 5 minutes. Joseph McBride writes about movies. That's his thing. He's a researcher who writes about Hollywood and about movies. And he's in the Hollywood library and he's going through all of this stuff. And this is what he does all day, every day. And one day I can identify with this. If you're a researcher, you can identify this with this. If you're a bathroom cleaner, if you're in charge of keeping the bathroom and the kitchen clean, you can identify with, you reach a certain point where you say, I got to stop doing this before I hurt something deep in my psyche that says life is more than drudgery. I'm not a slave. Watch. I'll prove I'm not a slave. I'm going to stop and I'm going to go do something else. So he stops and he goes over to the librarian and he says, I need to kill some time. You got anything that's interesting? And she says, well, yeah, they just declassified, 10,000 pages. I'm making that number up. I have no idea what the number is, but they just declassified some documents from the JFK assassination files. Maybe you want to flip through those. And so he's flipping through them. He comes across this thing, but he's killing time, right? He's not trying to hurry. He's trying to clean the movie stuff out of his synapses and celebrate his freedom to do other things. And he comes across this document and he sees that it's, one, it's from J. Edgar Hoover, and two, it's titled Assassination of President John Kennedy. Well, he's going to read this document. And so he's reading it. I'm making this story short, so I'll skip down to it talks about the anti-Castro Cubans living in Florida and what their attitude is towards the Kennedy assassination. And it then lies its ass off about how these guys are all broken up. They were all partying, in fact, but Hoover writes that they were all very sad about Kennedy being murdered. And he gets down to the last paragraph and says, this information that we gathered was given to Mr. George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency. And he's taken Hoover has taken his thumb and smudged the B in Bush. So you have to look at it hard and you have to say, well, it's not a P because I can see the lower part of the loop there. And, it's not a G and it's not any other letter of the alphabet. It has to be a B. That's Mr. George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency. So here you have a memo tying Mr. George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency to the Kennedy assassination. And it's Hoover who is tying him to the Kennedy assassination. And, I went 99 feet and 11 and 3/4 inches to the bottom of all of the research that you can do trying to establish that this was the George Bush, because he claimed that it wasn't. And it's a 90-minute movie, and it's full of all of this detail showing that beyond question, that's the guy. But they're talking to him about the anti-Castro Cubans. Well, if people don't know, Frank Sturgis is a name that lots, if you know anything about the Kennedy assassination, you've probably heard the name Frank Sturgis. Frank Sturgis was a member of Operation Mongoose. He was a CIA guy, an anti-Castro Cuban who lived in Florida. So he's one of the people being talked about in the memo. And he says that he was in Dallas in Dealey Plaza the day of the assassination. And it turns out there's Marita Lorenz, if people are into this. Marita, L-O-R-E-N-Z, is, she was recruited by the CIA. She had been Castro's girlfriend, and that's one of the reasons that they recruited her. But she rode on boats with guns and shot up whatever, they carried out terrorist raids against any sort of Cuban target. so there's another. But so she establishes, yeah, that's Mr. George Bush. That's a real guy. She mentions him in her book, that he was there and he was involved in this stuff. And all of those guys, it comes out. Well, and she talks about how she gets a phone call from Sturgis saying, come on, we're going. And they get in, she comes down the stairs and there's these two station wagons and she names the guys that are in them. And there are all these guys who were all in Dallas and the station wagons are full of guns and men and they drive to Dallas and they go to a motel and E. Howard Hunt comes walking in and starts passing out maps and money. And she knows what these guys do and she knows who's coming to town the next day. And she tells Sturgis, I'm getting out of here. And Sturgis says, look, you don't worry about anything. We are not going to be the shooters. We're just going to be there. As you know, we're like wooden ducks, we're decoys. The FBI is going to see us. And then next week, the FBI is going to call us all in and they're going to say, where were you on November 22nd? We're going to say, we were in Texas. And where in Texas? Oh, in Dallas. Where in Dallas? Oh, Dealey Plaza. You shot the president, right? No. And that's it. That's the end, right? Because the FBI had, the guys who assassinated Kennedy did a good job, I think, in shielding the shooters from the FBI. I don't believe that the FBI knew who the shooters were. But so there's all of this evidence. There's another FBI memo from a guy named Kitchell, FBI agent, which called Kitchell up on November 22nd and said, I'm staying in the Dallas Sheraton. Somebody found an advertisement in the Daily News, the Dallas Daily News, it's an advertisement that Mr. George Bush is speaking, an independent oil contractor from Houston is speaking at the Dallas Sheraton. Anyway, so there's all this evidence proving that Bush was a member of Operation 40, that he was a leader of this team of guys who were all in Dallas, and that he's named in these two FBI memos, and that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the mafia has an expression called making your bone. And if you want to be a trusted member of the mafia, you have to commit a murder for them. And it kind of doesn't matter who it is you kill. It's just that they know that they can trust you because you have the evidence that you committed a murder, so they can trust you that you're not going to supply the FBI with evidence that of anything that they're doing, because you're in as much trouble as they are if you do. So, and it's called making your bone, and Bush made his bone in Dallas that day. And the movie details what a disaster his political career was and how he kept being, you're right, he'd run and lose and run and lose, and he'd get picked up and dusted off and, you know, made the ambassador to the United Nations. So that's Dark Legacy.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.